Hello and welcome to the Stock Hypers, where you have two amateur investors talking about their portfolios and what is happening in stock news. Today, I'm with my buddy Danny. As always, say hello to the crowd, Danny.
Good morning, Brian. Hope your morning is much better than mine currently.
Yeah, let's toggle this and say none of the things that we say is financial advice. Today is a perfect day for that to be put out there, right?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, how's your portfolio doing today, Danny?
We're down 2.5 points, Brian. It's not been a good earnings season lately, although I'm about dead even. But I'm in the midst of just getting killed on, my gosh, there's so much to look at today. My Duolingo, the jewel of my empire.
Duolingo, the owl mascot.
I'm about to go, was that Christy Noem? Who's it? The governor that shot their puppy? I'm about to go whatever she did on this fucking owl, dude. Actually, I just bought more of them. Yeah, it's brutal.
It was
Brian,
a buying opportunity for you because Duolingo had a decent earnings report, but then went down. And that was,
yeah, so it's Thursday, May 9th. It's the day after the, I guess, the dark day will ever be known if you own Duolingo stock. It's down 18%. So I bought more because I think it's overreaction. I listened to their video call, Brian. It sounded actually really good. It's still high growth, great profit, no bumps ahead. I'm not quite sure what I missed, to be honest. Maybe it's just due for a...
Maybe it run up so much because you had been, I mean, at nauseam talking about that stock on this
podcast. Hold on, dude. I may have mentioned it once. It's a coincidence that's the best stock in my portfolio. I'm surprised you remembered that. I'm so surprised about it.
Right, yeah. So,
okay, enough for the losers, Brian. Let's do winners and losers the last week. How about we do that?
Okay, I can do that for you.
So that's a loser for the week, although I'm still up. But let me tell you my surprise here, Brian.
Lay it on me, Danny.
So my masterwork, unplug the ears, Brian. My Shark Ninja, who you ridiculed me for. Okay. And I bought this. Let me just give you some stats on this, baby cakes, how long I've had this.
Okay.
Now, Shark Ninja, as you know, is probably the best run company in history of capitalism, right? That's fair to say.
Sure, Danny.
I'm not hearing a quick thing. I'm up
38%. I'll go along with this just for the shits and giggles.
Well, go along with I'm up 38% in a couple months, bro. So how does that sound?
Okay, all right.
So that is that. So, okay, on Valentine's Day, as you know, I made a new Valentine, correct?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, my Valentine is Shark Ninja. So on Valentine's Day to now, what is that, 3 months? Is my math right? Not even that?
Not even that.
38%. So we are going to chalk that up, Brian, in the win category.
38% increase. Wow, Danny, that's amazing. Are you going to sell it or are you going to keep this thing?
I let it ride, Brian.
You do.
I'm the guy in Vegas. When you double down, you keep the chips on the table, baby. That's how I look at it.
Okay.
If it's not broke,
not cut and run, Danny.
Don't fix it. Mm-hmm. D-Money does not cut and run. Except Duolingo, I might actually. So, okay. My other recent big win is, again, the Southern Oregon Power is Dutch Brothers, who I'm still up on, but they had a huge boost on their earnings. So they went up 50%.
They just had earnings this week and they kind of crushed it, didn't they?
They really, Brian, I look pretty extensively for my limited knowledge, right? My limited brain power, right?
Okay.
And they seem to have a pretty similar outlook as Duolingo. Those are two of my bigger holdings. And that went up, Duolingo didn't. Don't figure it out. Don't really care in long term. So that was my other big win that way.
Okay.
So, and then also Robinhood was a decent size win as well, just not as big a holding. So those are my big wins lately, Brian.
Very nice, Danny. That's excellent job.
And then let me hear your wins and losses, because yours are always more interesting because they're trades. And I really want to hear about the similar web, how that didn't give you the big win it shouldn't have. And then we'll come back and I'll ask you some advice on my buys. So Brian.
The similar web is that website tracking data software company, right? You would turn me on to that. And I think I traded it just a few times in stock, but I thought, you know, because D-Money kept hyping this thing and I kept doing well with it. And I thought, okay, their earnings are coming out. They were a little above $7.50 a share. And so I thought I would do a call into earnings, which I still own. And their earnings came out and they actually did good, but the stock went down. And I don't know why the market, maybe it just ran up.
It went down about 6%. So it wasn't catastrophic.
It wasn't catastrophic.
It took the day's end, right, to hit that, didn't it?
Yeah. And so I've just been waiting for this call to, you know, to exit, to be honest. I have this call until expires next Friday on the 17th. And it's a $7.50 call.
So and, you needed to, after the fees, you needed to hit what? Was that very expensive, by the way, or not too bad?
I'll take a look at it right now. So this is really just hurting.
So this is just real briefly, this is a $500 million stock. They're based out of Israel. They're actually up today. I've had them. I'm just, well, until the yesterday was about even. It's went up and down a lot.
Yeah. So this is definitely my newbie stock option trading mistake, because I bought this call at 60 cents per contract.
So you needed 810 to break even. Is that right?
I needed, yes, 810 to break even. Correct. And so it was climbing. But the problem with this, and now it's 15 cents. So it's under 750 for the price of the stock. And the similar web is at $7.15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not doing very well at all. But there was a couple times where this had accelerated, and this call was worth like $4. So it was a huge gain, but I couldn't execute it because there's just no interest. The volume on this stock alone is like 100,000 shares are traded.
So Brian, okay. Hold on. Let me put in context. So 2 days ago, you screenshot me. It was up 300%, your call, correct? You'd have made 300%.
Yeah.
But you tried to sell it and you couldn't because no one would buy it.
No one would buy it. No one was looking at it. And then, you know, as the stock price went.
Has that ever happened to you before, Brian?
No, God, no.
And so were you, okay, hold on. Let's get in your psychology there. You're up 300% and you can't sell it. Are you like having a breakdown? Are you on Xanax? What'd you do?
Well, when I looked at how the volume for the shares are, I would imagine the options are exponentially lower as far as people who are looking at it and trading it. And, you know, I just take my lumps and just learn my lessons. You know, I'll continue to try to sell this thing as time goes on. So it's not a, you know, a donut, but,
that's a bummer though, isn't it? Isn't it frustrating?
Yeah. I mean, whoever sold it to me for 60 cents must've been just doing like a tap dance afterward. Like, oh my God, I sold an option for similar web, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm just going to watch it and see if it, if I can get any money out of it at any point in time. I have a sales order on it every day.
Okay. Well, good luck. So I don't know if it's a win or loss. Any other wins or losses for us, Brian? Any good news, please? Come on. We're the good news network here.
Since we've talked, I had traded options on Donald Trump's whatever that thing is called, and I've done well on that thing. So I've doubled my money twice on that. I'm not betting a lot because you just don't know which direction this is going to go.
That's just gambling, no Brian. I mean, that's gambling.
But
that's
boy, pure yes, gambling. That
there's no
true.
Rhyme or reason, or there's no no metric to go off except it's gambling. It's like a deck of cards. So good luck.
Yeah, it's true. I made money on Apple just a little bit. I took like a 6% gain. I also made money on Amazon over the earnings period. That was good.
Was this Apple based on earnings?
Yes, all of these were earnings. But I've just been really just playing earnings play because that's the exciting part of this time of the quarter, right? Mm-hmm. I'm stuck in Apache Oil. I thought that was going to really accelerate during their earnings, and it didn't. So I'm about 13% underwater at this. I'm happy to hold those shares for a little bit and see if Middle East craziness spikes this thing at some point.
That's never going away, Brian.
It's never going away.
Never.
And what else? I have Meta. Meta was my one bad earnings play. They did not do well after they had their earnings call. It went down. I'm still holding that. That I'm going to look at it right now. I think I bought it at like 480. So I'm down. Yeah, I'm only down like 1.5%.
Okay. And these were all earnings calls, right?
Yeah.
So Meta's basically breaking it. Let me give you a little shout out to a company I just found where it's non-compensated. So I'm not getting any money for it, although I should. It's called earningshub.com. So earnings, plural, hub.com. Okay. But they have a bunch, Brian. I like it simple. They have them all out there. You can click it and get all the facts. So I absolutely love that site. I just found it. So earninghubs.com. It has all, if you're just doing the earnings, all the shit is in there. You click on the icon, it has the information. It's very simple, to the point. That's all it does. But I love this site. I just found it and I bookmarked it. So anyway, earninghubs.com. You should actually be the spokesperson for it. So it's all you do lately. So
yeah.
Any other earnings coming up, Brian? Coming up?
No, nothing really that I'm watching. I'm actually interested because we had today a report on jobs, and jobs seem to be slipping in our economy. So I wonder if the next Fed meeting, we're going to start to see that in the discussion. And if that's the case, then maybe we do see a rate reduction at some point.
Brian, you guys, Brian, get it.
You don't think this is going to happen?
Honestly, who knows? I buy good companies, knows. Brian. Yeah.
And Bitcoin I'm watching as well. So Bitcoin is having an okay day today, but I have a third of my trading account in Bitcoin. Did I tell you that, Danny?
That's quite a bit. That seems a little rich there, Chief.
It does seem a little risky, but I actually, what happened was, is every time I had like a leftover certain amount from a trade, I would put it into Bitcoin. I'm relatively happy with this. It's not, I'm not making a ton of money on it, but it seems like it's better than even the 5% that I'm getting sitting in a Robinhood account in cash. So that's my thought. Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have any crypto, do you, buddy?
No, it's not my thing. It's just, I don't have a feel for it, dude. I'm risky enough. I don't know. No, I don't actually. Let me show you another risky stock. There's a company we briefly talked about called Warby Parker. They sell glasses online, right?
I'm familiar with them.
I have a great company, horrific stock, but they just went up 15% on their earnings. Another just good company, Brian, mm-hmm. but horrific stock. If you look at their chart, it's like a Exorcist Part Two. It's horrible. But I just wonder if some of those stocks, as you know, I like to get in when they're cheap. What do you think of that company, Brian? Now that the stock is adjusted, is it just going to be a piece of crap, or what do you think? Top of your head. I'm going to give you a few, Brian, I'm just going to give you a few random ones, so get ready.
Okay, I want to say that that's a pretty good company. I just don't know that it's a great stock.
Okay, I would agree with that. Okay, let's do one we've talked about a lot for not a while. I have a tiny, tiny holding. Mm-hmm. Roblox just got obliterated. I don't know if you follow that anymore, Brian.
Oh, I follow it only because you've had this stock for a while, right?
Yeah, it's really tiny. So it's
this is a Danny company, as I remember, because your son played this and you were very enthusiastic.
Everyone played it but me and you, Brian, pretty much. In fact, everyone's playing it right now as you're listening. They're down 21%.
Wow.
Now they've been hammered. Right. Mm-hmm. Their cap is still $20 billion for one game. I can't get past that.
Yeah.
You know what's weird, Brian, is these guys and Airbnb, who dropped like 6% off, which I thought was a good quarter. Their market caps are so big. Airbnb is still around $100 billion, which is basically his IPO price years later. Mm-hmm. Love the company. But man, that cap is big. And Roblox has always freaked me out. Luckily, I guess for Roblox, it prevented me from buying a lot more. But what do you think of Roblox at a $20 billion valuation, Brian? Is that as rich as I think? Am I overreacting?
Well, look, when you talk about it being just one game and mm-hmm. it's kids, I don't know. That's a little frightening to me. This is a stock, though, that Kathy Wood continues to add into her portfolio.
Okay, so that makes me more nervous, I'll be honest with you. Sorry,
yeah, Kathy. Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying, but this is another... You know, it's like an ecosystem. And so if they can continue to gain market share, it's like
AI, it goes well in AI metaverse. Hmm.
I would worry about the actual demographics of the United States, where if we're not having more kids, then this
That's pretty small percentage. And I think the offshoot, I think that's legitimate, but I think the offshoot, Brian, is that people will grow up with it and X amount will not drop it. You know, a lot of kids will drop it, but a lot won't. And as it gets better, if you look lately, but the graphics have got noticeably improved. I think Roblox 10 years from now is going to be the typical tech story look unrecognizable. Plus it plays AI will help you create games and worlds faster. Right. Okay. And then also the metaverse, whatever century that takes over, it plays into that as well. So I think it's too big. Okay, Brian, what I'm going to throw at you. Are you familiar with a company called Yeti and what they do? I think we all know them.
Yeah, the cup company. Yeah, sure. And they make coolers and all kinds of stuff.
They just had a good earnings. They're up 11%. Brian, this company is over $3 billion market cap, right?
Is that right? That's huge for us.
Okay, these guys make a quarter. They push about almost $400 million a quarter. So they're a multi-billion dollar company. I had no idea they were that big.
Yeah. Especially with all the competition, there's just a lot of dudes in that market. And their deals have that brand recognition that they're crushing it.
I've never gotten their stuff, but they make the cups like the Stanley cups, which are trending, which are now probably a good time to get rid of, actually, as a stock. What do you think of something like Yeti, a basic company, non anything?
Yeah, it's a tough one for me to get excited about, but like how, like what is it? Tell me what it is like over
it's just yeah,
5 years.
It makes, you know, over a billion a
no,
year.
No, I know that, but what is the stock done in the last 5 years?
Not much, Chief.
Yeah, so, see, that worries me. You know, everybody, you know, can get excited about one quarter, but is it going to be
okay?
If you're not in it, then, you know, what difference does it make? Are they going to continue to repeat that? It seems difficult.
I would agree. Okay, so let's go back, Brian. Duolingo is about my biggest holding.
Mm-hmm.
I like them. Should I buy more Duolingo after this? And I bought a little bit more this morning.
Oh, wow, you did.
Yeah, it's down 16%. Now, here's the thing, Brian. Let me give you some more stats. Year-to-date is down 8, even though I was up at 60 a couple days ago. And it's at 204 right now, which it first really hit in November. So basically you're about, 6, 7 months, it's been neutral. Although for the past year, it's up 55%. All time, it's only up 44%. From its low, it's almost tripled. Wow. So it's a $10 billion, oh gosh, not a $9 billion. Oops, sorry there, Owl. PE is a little rich at 708. So it's well priced in, but yeah. Phenomenal numbers. Add more, Brian, or buy the NASDAQ?
Buy the NASDAQ. You're long term. So, you know, I think that depending on what your, what is the percentage that you have of this in your portfolio? Like, what is the.
I have of this one, Brian, we are at 14%. So it's 1 in 7. It's fairly big.
Yeah, it's big. I don't know. I may not for a long-term portfolio add more.
Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking.
Yeah.
I may Airbnb long-term, Brian. Airbnb.
Where do you have that too, right?
Yeah, that's probably you're looking about 5-6%. So I don't.
Yeah, that I would say you could probably add a little bit more because it's a totally different business than anything mm-hmm. else that you have just to be more diversified, right?
Do you like that long term, even though it's $100 billion?
Oh yeah. I think their brand recognition is so friggin' strong. And all they need to do is continue to churn out you know, new ideas of new products that you can kind of Airbnb, you know, the idea of doing that for cars and maybe there's acquisitions that they can take. Mm-hmm. I like Airbnb, to be honest. Yeah. I think okay. I would add to that with this thing being on sale.
Okay, I have two more to throw at you. Dutch Brothers, we've talked about them enough. It's fairly big holding for me.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage only concern, is it? I'm at 9% of my portfolio with them. Dutch Brothers, long term, we've been there, we know it. They're like Canes, they open up, they get swamped, they're in a high margin business. They seem to be more and more becoming the Starbucks of this type of business. You know, yeah. Most of it's not coffee now.
Yeah.
So, bros, is that too big? I'm at 9%. Too big to add more for me.
I would say,
I'm only at 4%.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. I'm at 9%. Sorry.
9%. So I wouldn't probably go over 10% for that one either. It's another one that I think you can add to right now. But it's gone up, right? So I would maybe wait for a pullback. I don't think I would be jumping into it right after earnings. Okay.
So a little bit more.
Let the market settle down with it. Yeah.
Okay. Last one, the big gun here.
Disney.
And is actually Disney, I did buy more of. Let me add one more of that. So before Disney, let's do Amazon really quick, Brian. Here is why, is because it's a $2 trillion. This is a pretty non-volatile. So it's a safety. I have 4% in there.
Yeah.
I just think their moat is so big. What they do is so hard to replicate. They are decades or at least a decade away from any threat of any kind. To their credit, they've gotten better and better at delivery. It's almost ridiculous. We all use it. We all know it. They're profitable as hell now. They could turn the profit spigot on anytime they want it, and they do at times. So Amazon, long-term, why do I only have such a small amount, 4%? Add more or no?
Yeah, I think you could add more. I wouldn't do it today. Today, it's up, you know, 1.5. It doesn't move hugely anymore. Unless there's some earnings situation one way or another. But yeah, I think you should have more Amazon for sure.
What do you think if they were broken up, if they spun off the AWS, that'd probably be better for it, wouldn't it?
It'd be better for the stockholders, but I don't see that happening. I like Amazon a lot. I'm not liking Amazon as a third-party vendor at the moment.
No one likes them, but they make money. As a stock, it's great. As a vendor, it's horrible.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they punched me in the face yesterday, and I still haven't recovered from it. So I'm still.
And that's all I hear from every single person that does it goes there because they have to, and they despise it. So, but as a stock.
Yeah, as a stock, okay. I think it's a good long-term hold. It's a good product in your portfolio for sure.
In the next 5 years, will that be the biggest company by market cap? What are the odds? What would you put it at?
I mean, it could be. I don't think so. I still think it's going to be between Microsoft and Meta.
Okay,
and maybe Apple. Fine. Apple has some headwinds, so it could be between those three. I don't see it to be Google. I don't see it to be Amazon, and I don't, you know, not Nvidia either. I think that all is going to kind of
settle. Okay. One last question for Amazon: in 5 years, will Amazon stock be bigger than Peloton's? Wow, those guys are in trouble. They're in trouble. Okay, my last one is Disney, which I bought more after the tough earnings call. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a quick thesis on Disney. One, they have done nothing but shitty movies and product for the last year, 18 months, right? I'm a huge Marvel fan. I haven't seen one. So they seem to have bottomed out. It seems like they learned their lesson. Too big, too bloated, too stupid.
Yeah,
I am concerned they haven't had go to the basic hits. They tend to recycle Pixar, which is good, but they have a lot in the Marvel to recycle. They've really messed up the Star Wars franchise. So hard to fix. IP is tricky. They're just huge. They are transitioning more to streamer and the parks, which I think clearly is a big generator of experiences, the cruises, et cetera. I think they're realizing that. Those are absolute cash cows. The streamers on its own is profitable. They've kind of phased out ESPN. Are the hard times over? And is this really, Brian, ready to be a monster? I mean, this could be, it's what, $200 billion stock cap. Is there a good chance this is really going to become the behemoth of entertainment?
I think there's a good thesis for that. I think that it's going to take some, it's more time.
Right, like, long-term, which I'm fine with, right. This is a slow burn, no question.
Yeah, I would imagine you're looking at 3 to 5 years. I think the whole entertainment industry is just in this weird flux.
That's what I'm concerned on, is you're a good company in a really shaky, shitty business, which is, movies are just a shitty business now.
Movies are shitty, but you know they're so well diversified in the entertainment business.
Which is not a shitty business, right?
Right. They'll dominate.
You have IP.
Mm-hmm. But it's going to take some time before they figure out exactly how to make, other than the parks, really work to make money for them.
Like, okay, with that in mind, is this a good long-term buy?
Yes, absolutely. I think I think it's one of those companies that you add to it quarterly, a little bit, you know, trickle
just
yourself.
Just don't get tricky, right?
This.
Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't agree with, like, okay, this is it. This is the beginning of the rise and buy.
Right. Okay.
Everything here.
We're in the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you are the prediction master, Brian, I need to get one more prediction from you.
Brian Sadamas.
Is in 2 years, will Peloton still be Peloton? Will it be out of business or acquired, or it still be Peloton? This is the zombie stock. So let's just be morbid here. Because I've never really liked this company. It's always bugged me. So
yeah, I think this is a really good acquisition for somebody just to buy the brand and wring all of the value out of it.
Kind of like buying the phone books back in the day, and you write it out and you cut your expenses and right?
Kind of? Yeah, I think so. I think the company will be around, the brand will be around. I just don't know. Either it goes private or somebody buys it. Let's take Amazon, for example. This would be a really good acquisition for Amazon because
this would be a good acquisition for Amazon?
Yes.
Dude, hold on. Jeff Bezos just fell off his yacht. I hope he's got a life jacket on when he heard that.
Wait. Let's say that you can only buy a Peloton through Amazon. Let's say that you can only subscribe to the service through Prime. Let's say, you know, they could incorporate an exercise health thing into Amazon with Peloton. That's right. That's the easy one, I think.
But of the six new customers a year that Peloton gets, is that nothing? Come on.
They could scale Peloton better than a private company could, or the current company make this work. Yeah.
But is that a scalable? Fitness is a horrible business because you get really hyped up. It's, Brian, I don't know. Okay. I guess I shouldn't have asked. All right.
You'll be sorry when the next pandemic hits in 2 years that you missed this.
I'll be sorry if I bought a thing that's like, what is it, 80 square feet? And then you look at a screen. I don't know. I never got that, dude. The motivation, I don't get it. So I'm no. Okay. So in 2 years, Peloton will not be a standalone company, correct?
Yeah, one way or another. So. It'll be within somebody else's family of.
I think the over under is a year max. I think they're probably putting up so much bad news on this company.
Mm.
Wow, dude, I don't know about that. Okay, well, good times, Brian. All right, do you have anything for me before we go, Brian? And any trades you have coming up? Some juicy stuff, Chief.
Okay, so the one I'm in at the moment with it is not going my way as well as I've got a $18 could call for tomorrow. So very short.
When did you buy this hood call? Because they had a good quarter. Did you?
Yeah, I bought it this. I bought it this morning. This morning it was down, and so I thought. Just a really quick, ride back up to 18. So we'll see what happens.
So wait, okay, Brian, let me get this perspective. Because it went up, it went up. It had the good earnings, so it went up, right? Okay.
Yeah, it went up.
It dropped a little. Mm-hmm. And you bought it at its kind of dip, I guess, for lack of a better word, today, right?
Yeah, a call. So I'm betting that it's going to go back up to $18 before tomorrow.
Monday call. How much did that cost, by the way?
I've bought it a couple times this morning, as low as like 15 cents and as high as 40. So, averaging it out, it's not very expensive, and I'm not, it's not a huge amount of money, but I think that, the market, has softened over this morning. It's 9 o'clock, PST. I think we have a little recovery in the afternoon.
Okay. So
does that sound good or no? I mean, do you think like
a day? I don't know, Brian. That's too risky for me. So for me, I just don't do that. But I know Robinhood from this point on, I know it was oversold at first, it was overpriced, et cetera, the bubble. But from now on, don't you think this is a good growing company? Speaking of that long term?
Yeah, I think, look, you and I use it all the time. We are lovers of this app. I think everybody, it's very sticky. I have a hard time looking at the Schwab app or.
What is better? Honestly, it's not. It's at 15 and a half billion. So it's decent size, but not, out of it. It's profitable somewhat.
It's profitable as well as they've got a lot of products coming out that I think people are interested in. One is, you put money in your Robinhood account and you're earning 5%. It's just insane. Mm-hmm. And then you also have the new Robinhood credit card coming out. I'm excited about that too.
Are you going to get it? The cash card?
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to get it. I'm on the list. I'm sure they're not going to just give it to a few people.
Just tell them you don't know me. Deny it. If they ask if you know me, deny it. It should be fine, Brian.
So the Robinhood gold card, I think that is I'm excited about it. A little status symbol. I don't know, Danny. It's just, it seems like a very well-run company, and the user base continues to grow and stay with it. Yeah. I'm one of them. So
I do too. I like them. I think they're just, it was always a great company. It's just badly priced because of the bubble, but to their credit, they sold at 44. Now it's at 18.
Yeah.
So I think
they still have a lot of cash on the balance sheet. So
yeah,
and I think, Danny, if, we're in an election year or whatever, I think the market, when the market goes back up, when we start to have an acceleration of stocks, we'll see a lot more trading. They'll see a lot more trading. Bitcoin and crypto is not going away, and they still continue to make, a decent amount of money on the crypto trades.
And all the small potato young people, they'll just grow into it and have more and more ideally, right?
Yeah.
So
I think it's a good buy.
Okay. I would too. What else are you trading, Brian? By the way, Brian, let me jump back in there with Hood.
Yeah.
I gave you a fantastic recommendation with earninghubs.com, uncompensated, another uncompensated one. So I don't know why I'm doing this. But they have a newsletter called Snacks. It's actually really good. It's every day, and they do all the financial news, and it's actually really good. I don't do many newsletters, but I like them. It's called Robinhood Snacks. Just a thing. It's kind of, it fits their brand pretty well. I don't know if it's new, but it's a good one. So
Well, Danny, you know, those of us who have been using Robinhood for a couple of years, we're all familiar with the snacks. You can get
Where the hell have I been?
You can get it weekly or daily. You can get your snacks every day now.
The propensity of me to embarrass myself in public is staggering. I would long that, Chief.
Okay.
Where have I been? Okay, Brian,
I'm sure there's one or two people that are listening that didn't know that. So you've helped.
Okay, Brian, we pretty much got the point on that one. I'm behind. We get it. Now let's move on. Okay, Chief.
All right. Mr. Well, don't forget we have what did Jackie buy?
Brian, hold on. Before we do the plugs, aren't you doing any more trades coming up? Don't you have something in the hopper? You must have a master list, right?
I don't have a master list. I should have a master list. So I have a Reddit put is a $45 put. So Reddit went way up. So I thought, well, that's a great earnings call, but let's not get too excited.
I like Reddit long term.
Calm down.
I think they're really doing the advertising well, and mm-hmm. I really like how they're run right now. I think they have great management. That's my initial impression.
Yeah, I could be wrong on that. Okay. And then what else? I have a Riot call, which is based off of the Bitcoin price. So that one is
a Riot. But Riot's what does Riot do exactly? I know they're with a crypto, but what does that mean, dude?
What does that mean?
Yeah. Do they own it? Do they buy it? Do they mine it? I don't get what the hell they do. Seriously. I'm out of the loop. Another thing, I'm out of the loop. I guess everyone knows. So give me the.
Yeah. So mining Bitcoin and maintaining in a Bitcoin portfolio is what they're.
So Riot literally just mines Bitcoin. That's their business, correct? Stuff like that. They mine. Oh
yes, a Bitcoin miner engaged in cryptocurrency mining.
You do realize how that sounds, right? Just before we go, Brian, that's just ridiculous. You're going to solve a math problem and get value. I don't get it. Sorry.
Fantastic, Danny. Do you know what their market cap is?
It's more than mine, so I'm out.
$3 billion. So I'm playing that. I think by the end of the month, if Bitcoin goes up, this is an option call, so it expires at the end of the month. It's hovering around $10.43 today. So the call is at 11. So it's a little out of the money. So I'm hoping that and crossing my fingers that Bitcoin goes up and Riot value goes up as well. So those are my plays at the moment.
Okay, dokie, Brian. Well, I really wish you the best of luck. Okay, and how is the site whatdidkathybuy.com doing? Because it's actually getting very interested on that.
Yeah, Kathy's making some trades. Not huge amounts of volumes of buys and sells, but it's interesting where, you know, she likes to get a bargain. So when you see her buying, it's usually because mm-hmm. that stock has gone down. And it's interesting to think about because, you know, her thesis is 5 years. A lot of this stuff is still way less than it was during the market hype.
Yeah.
I don't know what her cost bases are on a lot of these things, but, you know, when she's like buying, you know, some of these products, it's just like, really? Okay. It's got high conviction. I'll give her that. I just don't know if I have the stomach for it, even just to get in on her ETFs.
Well, Brian, there's always a saying, it's always easy to spend someone else's money. And I think that is...
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's a fee-based business because it's sure not return. So interesting. That site is actually fascinating. So good job on that one.
Okay, great. We are the Stock Hypers. We are amateur investors. Go out there and make your trades. If you want to contact us, you can contact us at stockhypers@gmail.com.
And we are out.